Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, along with co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and we're also talking with Kevin Bushnick from the Youth Conservation Alliance, and then we've got an interview with our local fisheries biologist, Max Walter. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Players Factory Authorized Clearance is here. Come into Hayward Power Course now for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the number one off-road lineup. Got work to do? Haul more people, more cargo, and get more done with Ranger, the world's hardest working, smoothest riding utility side-by-side. Handle anything nature throws at you for the legendary Sportsman, the best-selling automatic ATV of all time. Or experience the ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility in a high-performance RZR. And live life without limits. Get rolling at Polaris.com or see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, and online at HaywardPowerSports.com for rebates up to $2,000.
Offer valid in the U.S. through 9/30/18 on select new 2015 through 2019 models. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See Hayward Power Sports for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Have more fun than ever before at Hayward Power Sports. Let's have some fun!
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. An interesting show coming up today. We got a lot of people out here in the show. We've got Art Malin, we got Desmond Bennett, and got Bob Schuster, and we got Kevin Bushnick in here, and we got a couple other interviews. Good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
And Kevin, good morning to you too. And you're getting ready for that big event too. We'll talk about that later in the show here.
Good morning. How you doing, John?
You know, as far as the fishing, let's jump right into that. Bob, you're here at the shop. What are you seeing, hearing out there as far as the fishing?
Muskie's starting to pick up. The pike action's been pretty good. Walleye's still a little slow. Bass fishing is picking up. The only fishing I have done in the last 3 weeks was a trip up to Middle Eau Claire, and it was fruitful. I caught my share of bass.
I've seen some pretty variable fishing too, but I was on the walleye front. I did good last night on the chip of
Florence. And with the water temp dropping, I'm sure you're going to see that pick up as well. But
I found them all over the place, 19, 20 feet and 10 feet.
Crappie and bluegill as well has been pretty good.
Yep.
I think the thing with the clear lakes is the fact that you're still getting the walleyes deep. And I'm talking 20 to 28 feet, and that's kind of interesting to me. The walleyes are doing quite well on Couderay and Grindstone. Trolling is big right now.
Yeah,
and if they're up off the bottom.
Crawlers and crawler harnesses, of course, leeches are done, and some guys are fishing with minnows, but overall, the report has been pretty good.
You know, and I did see, though, after the storm fronts came through here, a lot of the fish were pretty much nailed to the bottom, and there we did not troll. We actually had to go to jig or a bottom presentation.
Yeah, so that being said, fishing's good. Hunting season is now open. So now it's hard to figure out what we want to do. Maybe fish in the morning and hunt in the afternoon.
So much time and, oh yeah, sure.
And Desmond, she's going to be out there this year with the crossbow. I know that.
I am. I just bought my first crossbow yesterday at Hayward Bait, and they're putting it together. I am so jazzed to get it out and start figuring it out, and hopefully it'll be fruitful this season.
Yeah, we'll try to make sure that it is anyway.
Yeah. And again, with the water temps dropping, it should just get better and better as time goes on. The musky action has been picking up. And
you guys are all geared up here for the fall for hunting and fishing.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good inventory going. And, talking with Kevin last year for their kids event, How many muskie was that again?
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It's always ridiculous. Yeah.
We caught 70 muskies in 2 days.
Yeah. So. Wow. So that tells you that time of year you can target a species of fish, and they got the feed bag on, they're ready to eat. So
I know one thing, the water definitely got to cool off.
Oh, yeah.
It came into the month of September way higher than it should have been.
40 degrees felt pretty good this morning.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you know, we're talking about a couple of things. I just want to say a couple of things coming up here, too. You've got that Treelands Muskie Fly Tournament at the end of the month. You've got the Youth Muskie Hunt we're going to talk about here that'll be coming up the 21st, 22nd. And the Big Fall Muskies Incorporated tournament, plus there's some other events out there too.
Yeah, when this is being taped, we have the Lake Chippewa Fall Muskie Hunt
that's going on as we're taping
right now.
Right
now. So lots of things to do, and so.
Yep, you know, and Bob, I want to thank you for coming on here and spending the time and keeping us informed what's going on.
Thank you, Art. Thank you, John. Thank you, Desmond and Kevin.
Right, and Kevin, let's talk a little quick about, before we get into the last part of the show, we'll talk about it, but the big event that you put on or helped put on, that's coming up.
It is. It's coming up September 20th through the 22nd, which is just a few weeks away. We got, you know, people kind of track this all year long and look forward to it all year long. And we, in 24 hours since we opened up the registration, we have 60 families registered online. So it's something people look forward to, and it's something that kids really get excited about.
You know, that's going to be a real interesting event. And I want to get you in the last part of the show here talking about the Youth Conservation Alliance that puts that on. Right now, we do need to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors. We come back, I've got an interesting interview with our local fish biologist, Max Walter, and we got lots more coming up on the show.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in the Hayward area. Stop in and check out the huge selection of fall muskie, bass, walleye, and panfish tackle. They also carry archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzle loaders, ammo, scents, tree stands, and much more. Gear up for the fall at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And while you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Store your boat where it will be safe and cared for at Hayward Power Sports, the area's largest marine and power sports storage facility with more indoor storage than ever. Call now to reserve your space and bring it in when you're done for the season. Your boat will be prepped by certified techs who properly winterize today's high-tech motors. They offer shrink wrapping and indoor storage, plus a 20% discount on any repairs done when you store your boat with them. State licensed and bonded, Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402. Or Art Malin at 715-865-2336. Or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com. And then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And Art, I had a chance to talk to Max Walter, and we had a bunch of things. He was going to talk about river fishing a little bit, because he kind of grew up river fishing.
Yeah, he did, and he's been involved in shocking recently, so they're getting some information on the lakes.
We got several interviews with him that will be coming up in the next few weeks. Let's hear this one right now, and we'll be back with more on your outdoors. Well, Max, you know, when it comes to fishing up here in the north or anywhere else we go, you know, you've got a big choice of waters to fish. You got ponds, you got lakes, small lakes, big lakes, and we got rivers. And one thing about rivers compared to some of the lakes even, is that they seem to be a little more consistent, and you can pattern things a little easier on them, because weather trumps everything usually when it comes to lakes. You've got cold fronts and the fish really seem to respond, and you wind up with cycles where you may have one good day out of 3 days, for instance. But on rivers, that seems to be more kind of leveled off because they're not quite as affected by that stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the temperatures stay a little more consistent because you have flowing water, you have the influence of groundwater, especially on some of our colder water streams. And then the other thing that I think is a big difference between lakes and rivers is the fish are in much more predictable places in rivers. You don't have to spend all day trying to figure out where they're hanging out. You kind of know. You can find the depth, you find, you know, a little bit of structure, some big rocks and some wood, and it's very easy to locate fish in rivers compared to lakes, and that makes it kind
of
fun.
Well, you know, a lot of that is they just don't want to swim in the current. That's one thing a lot of people know is that current breaks and things that break the current, and it changes whether you got high water or low water, just their location.
Definitely, yeah. That current break's a big thing, and then the other big thing, especially for the types of rivers we have up here, is depth. You know, smallmouth, muskies, walleye, the things you're looking for in rivers, they're not going to be hanging out in water that's less than, you know, a foot, 2 feet deep. So you can take about 75-80% of the river and just cross it off right away and say that we're not going to really have to focus too much on that. Find deep outside bends or deep pools below some riffles or rapids, you could focus a lot more of your energy there.
Well, you know, when we talk about things that break the current, a lot of that stuff's obvious. We can see it with our eyes. You see rocks and boulders and logs sticking out and things like that. But there's also, and I've been kind of reading on this thing, there's also places that actually break the current or a lack of current right in the bottom of the river in places, too, where these fish can get into.
Yeah, sure. You get some of those deeper holes, and you know, some of the best spots to target fish are eddies, where the current actually completely turns around and starts going the other way and is swirling. So, yeah, anywhere you can find kind of a difference in the current break is going to be a good spot to target.
Well, one thing I was talking about, too, is that there's this zone or something on the bottom where there seems to be no current in some areas, where it just, like, your current runs over the top of them, the fish.
Yeah, yep. I think, you know, those types of things are not going to be real apparent as you're going along, but once you start learning a hole and kind of plugging around with a crankbait or maybe even bouncing a jig around down there, you might start to get a feel for what's going on down on the bottom of the river that you can't necessarily see.
Some things really tend to concentrate the fish. I know when it comes to smallmouth on our rivers up here, the harder it is to access that river when the water levels start getting lower and lower, which we started to see that here, but now it seems like they're coming back up a little bit. But when the water levels get low in those lakes, it really seems to pool those fish in the areas, just gravitate into smaller areas.
Right, yeah. I mean, they kind of have no choice in a lot of cases. They're not going to be in the shallow sandy runs that are 10 to 15 inches deep. That's going to be a place where they're very susceptible to predators. They have a harder time capturing food there, so they are going to go into those deeper holes that might have some bigger rock or some wood, you know, kind of jammed underneath there. So you get into this time of the summer, you know, late August, and they're in really predictable locations, and they can be pretty easy to target.
You know, most people up here, they think about a couple of different species of fish in rivers. They think about smallmouths and they think about muskies, but they're just about everything that we have in the lake, for the most part, is in some of these rivers up here.
Yeah, smallmouth and muskie definitely are going to be your main two game fish, but we get a lot of pike in some of our rivers. We get really good walleye populations in some spots. So if you're, you know,
even panfish.
Even panfish in some of our larger, slower rivers. But back to the walleye thing, you know, if you're somebody who really likes walleye fishing and, you know, wants to try something new, going out and learning a river can be a really, really productive way to get on a lot of walleye, and you can really catch some nice keeper-sized fish in rivers.
And kind of the cool thing to me is that you don't run into a lot of people usually out there, and you don't have jet skis and water skis and everything else, just kind of back to nature thing.
Definitely, yeah, it's quieter. Like you said, you're not competing with the other recreationalists. Those are some of the pros. You know, some of the cons are, logistically, it's a little more challenging. You don't always just show up right to the boat ramp and dump your boat in and off you go. If you're doing a float out of a canoe, you got to have, you know, how am I going to get back to the vehicle? You got to have shuttle cars, things like that. There's some places where we have shore fishing access. That can be pretty good. Bridges, of course, are always a place where you can access rivers. So it's just a little more to think about, and it's different if you're kind of a used to being a lake fisherman from a boat.
Doesn't have to be a big river either. We've got some pretty small rivers up here that actually have quite pretty good fish populations.
Yeah, those are the gems, and I'm going to probably make somebody mad by mentioning them by name, but you get into some of the medium-sized rivers like the Bruny River or the Couderay River, Tagatik River, and you can find some really good fishing. And then, of course, you've got the more well-known ones like the Namekagon, the St. Croix, the West Fork, and the East Fork of the Chippewa River itself, Flambeau. We're really pretty blessed to have the amount of rivers we have up here and the amount of access we have to those rivers. So some really good opportunities if people are willing to put in the time to do some exploring.
You have information on rivers at all in the DNR here on anything?
We do. We've actually worked with the Hayward Fly Company for a number of years. They've done basically a voluntary creel program where they're recording what they're catching and where they're catching it. We've put that into a couple reports. You can find them on the DNR website. And those mostly focus on the Namekagon, the Chippewa, and the Flambeau. But you can kind of see just among those rivers, there's different fishing experiences depending on what you're looking for. If you want just really good smallmouth action and be able to catch a ton of fish during the day, Flambeau River is a pretty good bet. If you want to look for a little bit better smallmouth size, then you'd be looking at more like the Namekagon and the Chippewa, but your catch rates are going to generally be a little bit lower. And they all have pretty good muskie populations too. So,
yeah, it's an interesting topic, and you can wade fish, you can take kayaks, canoes, or you can just shore fish in some places.
Yeah, there's a lot of great ways to do it, and that's how I grew up fishing, so I have a real soft spot for being out on the rivers.
And don't take a $50,000 boat either.
No, it's low budget. And, you know, another thing that I'll put out here, and this is kind of a fish biologist nerdy type thing, but if you really want to see some interesting species diversity, you go to one of these rivers, find a nice deep pool or a deeper run, and just plunk a night crawler out there on the bottom, and you're going to catch all kinds of suckers and red horse, and you'll catch some game fish too, but you'll be amazed at all the different types of fish out there.
Interesting, interesting thing. Max, I want to thank you for coming on the radio here.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, he's a pretty interesting guy to have on. We try to get him on as much as possible. It's hard to get a hold of sometimes because he's out on the water all the time, but I do corner him from time to time. Anyway, we need to take another break right now. We come back, we'll have a little short interview, and we'll be talking to Kevin and a lot more on Your Outdoors.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-hosts Art Malin and Desmond Bennett. And, you know, first thing I'm going to talk about is we're getting the fall time right now, and trolling is an option up here now. One of the Minnesota pros, Tony Roach over there, He offers some insight on trolling lead core line and how he approaches fall walleye. So let's hear that quick interview, and we'll come back with a wrap-up on the show.
Well, Tony, I know you guide over around Minnesota, and we're getting into the fall time here. A lot of people start heading out for walleyes. Any good tips you can give people, no matter whether it's Minnesota or Wisconsin, walleyes or walleyes, any tips for them?
Well, a lot of times you got to remember in the fall, because we're having bigger temperature swings, that surface temperature is dropping much more rapidly, but also it heats up in the afternoon. So as a walleye angler, you got to be prepared for any type of scenario that's going to play out. You know, in the morning, you might start slow, jigging presentations with big minnows or even red tails or creek chubs. But by the afternoon, as the fish start rising in the water column, you got to be prepared to troll or trigger those fish with a faster mechanism. You know, a lot of times when you're rigging, all of a sudden your fish start to rise, you get less bites. That's where, you know, for me, a lot of my trolling scenarios in the fall play out. Like I like to run a lot of lead core line. So in the fall, you know, right away in the morning, we'll start just dragging jigs with shiners, or like I said, rigging with red tails. As soon as those fish start to rise 2-3 feet off bottom, that's when I'll start to switch to trolling techniques like lead core. It's extremely effective in the fall. But as long as you're prepared as an angler for different fishing scenarios, you're going to put more fish in the boat.
And actually, you're just watching your depth finder tells you if those fish start coming up off the bottom?
Yeah, correct. And, you know, if you're not familiar with a lot of trolling patterns and you know, say that water temperature is real cold, there's a lot of vertical jigging techniques you can use. You know, like the Northland Puppet Minnow, some of these jigging spoons, these live forage baits that are coming out right now, you actually vertical jig, you use your graph electronics just like you would in the winter, where you're staying straight vertical, and you're actually, what I do is I drop my presentation right below my transducer so I can watch that bait much like you do in the winter to trigger those fish.
It's not all going out to the deepest water you can find then, like some guys think.
No, you know, every body of water is different. There's certainly lakes where, you know, we're fishing in 80 feet of water in the fall. However, you know, I like to start shallow and then work my way deep. You know, you can eliminate a lot of water just by looking. I'll spend time, especially if I get out there, you know, mid-morning, I'll spend time working the shorelines, working that shoreline break. If I'm not finding fish either on my graph or by fishing, then I'll progressively move deeper.
Any particular one of your favorite baits or presentation in the fall?
You know, I like to fish big minnows, so anything to do with big minnows. You get a lot of action with those minnows. You know when you're going to get a bite. You can anticipate that bite because that minnow starts working super fast right before you get strike. The other thing I like doing is I like pitching jigs with big shiners into standing cabbage. I love pitching into fish. It's probably one of my favorite ways to fish in the fall.
Well, you know, that's interesting, and we got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk to Kevin here and everything else, Art.
Yeah, and the thing I just wanted to mention, that the DNR has tested a new app, a mobile app, and it's called Hunting Wild Wisconsin. They tested it out recently, and they got some things that they have to fix, but what you're going to be able to do with this little app is you're going to be able to buy a license or a permit. You're going to be able to take a safety ed class. You're going to be able to register and renew your boat, ATV, et cetera, anything you drive. You can create a customer number. It's really kind of neat. And if you're interested, just go to the DNR and look for this app, Hunting Wild Wisconsin.
Wow. You know, and you had a couple things before we get to Kevin here that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, as a resident kayak opinion, I felt I'd be remiss if I didn't kind of touch on the right boat for the right occasion. You have to be living under a rock to not hear about the tragedy that happened up at Lake Superior just a couple days ago as we were filming, or as we're recording today. You know, family set off. It was a mom, a dad, and three kids when they set off in a 16.5-foot tandem open top kayak.
Wrong kayak.
Unfortunately, it's the wrong kayak. I've heard that they'd done that trip before, that they had kayaked in that boat as a family on other lakes. You know, it's not just Lake Superior where you have to really be careful about using the right boat for the right situation. You know, I have a tiny kayak and I'm pretty careful with that, knowing what I have. So just want to touch on the fact that you really, really need to make sure you have the right boat. And kayaks do have a weight capacity, especially those sit on tops. You know, I can't imagine that a two-person kayak was made for five people, even if there were three of them were kids. So terrible thing that happened. And, you know, everyone,
they had their life jackets on.
They were wearing their PFDs. And I heard they took on water, the boat capsized, and then they just determined through autopsies that it was hypothermia that really got him.
You know, hypothermia is a real serious thing, especially in cold water. When I was up in Alaska, that was one of my concerns. I wore an inflatable life jacket all the time, but even then you're in 45 degree water. But, you know, whether it's a kayak or any boat, you want to make sure you're using the right boat for the right job, because you don't go out with a little 10-foot or 12-foot car topper on Lake Superior. I mean, you want the right boat.
Right. And, you know, hypothermia is not just a concern in Lake Superior. As the fall fishing season goes on, it can be a concern in all of our waterways. So, you know, take care of yourself. And you might be not quite so favorable if you do it, but if you see someone going out into an unsafe situation, say something.
Anyway, let's talk to Kevin Bushnick here. And Kevin, you got that big event you talked about earlier in the show coming up. It's put on by the Youth Conservation Alliance. Tell us a little something about that organization.
So that's a charity I founded 9 years ago now, and it was set up really for environmental education for kids and families, and we do that through fishing and hunting programs.
Yeah, and you do not just the fishing, you do a whole lot of different things, actually.
Yeah, this year we did a biology program where three of the Hayward area schools participated, including the Hazel School, and they have a curriculum that's geared more towards the environment, which makes a lot of sense being up in Hayward here. And we brought out some very high-power microscopes, and we let the kids go out to area ponds and lakes, including Round Lake and Moose Lake. And we took specimens from those lakes at the end of May, early June, and we let the kids examine kind of what's going on here in the springtime in Hayward. Very interesting stuff.
You know, and you've done a lot of stuff, not just in Hayward here, down in Illinois, for instance.
Yeah, we've done things all over Illinois, Wisconsin, but to be honest, our efforts have kind of shifted a little bit more towards the Hayward area.
I live up here now.
I live up here now, so go figure, right?
Right.
But, you know, the support I've got from the businesses in Hayward has just been unbelievable. The support from people like you, other guides, Larry Ramsel and Daryl Niebauer, and guides that work here, Eric Tuohy and Steve Jensen. Just great people. Bob at the bait store here helps me throughout the year get equipment and kind of line this event up.
Yeah, you bet. So anybody wants information on any of this stuff, where do they get a hold of?
So you can go to the YCA.org. You can hit us on Facebook, and my name's kind of plastered out all over the place, too, in Hayward. So most of the people that find us, they actually find their way to us through a number of different means. But we're pretty accessible, and we've never turned anybody away. And, again, it's for kids and their families, really, to reconnect through the outdoors.
Yeah, and you can always get a hold of me, too, and we can get you a drill going in the right direction, too.
Absolutely.
You know, Kevin, that's been interesting having you on here. I want to thank you.
Thank you very much, John.
And I don't know if you got any last-minute things as we wrap up here, Art?
Well, you know, there's one thing that's going on right now, and I really didn't know it. People can start watching for monarch butterflies and see the number of, if they see a bunch of monarch butterflies or a roost, they got to report it to the DNR. I didn't know that, didn't know there was a reason for it, but the Natural History Conservation Group within the DNR is trying to figure out what's happening with these monarchs. Remember, we talked in our program earlier this year about the fact that the monarch butterflies are down.
Yeah.
So this is just a way to tell people what's going on.
And Des, you've got some things coming up. I know you got a trip to Canada scheduled, and you've got a couple other things.
Yeah, I got a great fall fishing season planned out. I'll be up in Canada fishing a different part of Lake of the Woods than the last time I was there. That'll be the last weekend in September. Then the first weekend in October is my annual Wisconsin Women Fish Camp. So it's only for WWF members, but if you're interested in attending, you can certainly join the organization and find out about it. And then here in Hayward, I think it's October 13th, whatever that weekend is the Ladies Muskie School out at Deerfoot. So lots of opportunities to learn, and even better to get out on the water.
Well, you know, we're about out of time. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can pick that show up from our website. If you go to WNOradio.net, you can link through to the podcast channel and our YouTube channel. And I know me and Desmond have been putting up some videos that we've been putting out there, not just the radio shows on there, interesting fishing tips and everything else. It's an interesting thing going on.
It sure is. And if you want to kind of encourage some young people, why don't you try talking to kids that may want to start hunting? Take them out and kind of help them a little bit.
I know I got some good news to talk about on the next show coming up about how fishing seems to be growing. Anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Take care and have a good weekend.
Thank you, folks.
And we'll see you again next week, folks.
Wisconsin with me. I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.